In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this seventh Sunday of Easter and Ascension Sunday, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds. The gospel lesson appointed for the seventh Sunday of Easter is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 17, verses 1 through 11, with special attention to the following verses. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, a hymn of glory. Let us sing. us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to stand in awe and perplexity at the ascension of your Son, Jesus Christ. The words we find in the Gospel of St. Mark, that Jesus was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. Therefore, send your Holy Spirit as we today celebrate the ascension of Jesus, with the promise that he will come back again in the same way he was taken up into heaven in all of his glory and majesty. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 11, as follows. Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? The same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, there are three very important events in the life of Jesus that will always get a lot of attention and publicity, namely the birth of Jesus at Christmas, the death of Jesus on Good Friday, and certainly the resurrection of Jesus at Easter. And yet that is not true when we celebrate the ascension of Jesus. Unfortunately, the ascension of Jesus is neglected and kind of forgotten. It always falls on a Thursday, never on a Sunday. As a matter of fact, you will never find a happy ascension card in any store like you would during Christmas and Easter. Have you ever thought about that? I have. Yes, just like Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost, Ascension should also be considered as an important day, as a festival in the life of the Christian church. And it is, at least here at Shepherd in the Pines, as we pause every year to reflect on the importance of Jesus' ascension to his Father in heaven. Yes, the ascension of Jesus is an important day, as the 11 disciples and many other followers were present on that memorable day, and as they stood in awe and perplexity as Jesus ascended physically into heaven. Jesus had finally accomplished his mission and ministry, and the time had come for him to return and go back to where he came from, his Father in heaven. The words we confess in the second article of the Apostles' Creed, he ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. We also find similar words of Jesus' ascension in the Nicene and Athanasian creeds. And it all happened on the Mount of Olives or Olivet, just outside of Jerusalem, in the vicinity of Bethany, where Jesus gave the Great Commission. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And then Jesus went on to promise them, saying, and surely I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. In the Gospel of St. Luke, we read that when he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. In the book of Acts, we read that Jesus was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. And in the Gospel of St. Mark, we read that Jesus was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. In other words, Jesus was literally taken up or lifted up into the sky, almost like an elevator. And then as a cloud suddenly appeared and enveloped him, hid him from their eyes. And as Jesus was taken up or lifted up into the sky, two men or two angels dressed in white robes stood beside them and asked them, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky?" And before they could say anything, they answered their own question, "This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Yes, there was no question about the fact that the disciples were in awe and perplexity. They didn't know what to make of it. They were not only perplexed and puzzled, but at the same time, confused. They weren't quite ready yet to say goodbye to Jesus, even though Jesus had told them repeatedly to get ready and prepared for his departure. And yet that's precisely what happened as Jesus was suddenly taken up into heaven. And as soon as Jesus disappeared into the sky, it is reported that they returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. And when they arrived in the city of Jerusalem, it was also reported that they all joined constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. We read similar words in the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 24, that they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually in the temple praising God. Yes, Jesus told them repeatedly that he was going to leave them, but always with the promise that he would never leave them nor forsake them, and to send them the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, as we talked about it last Sunday. "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." We read again in the Gospel of St. John, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." Now, what about us? Yes, what about you and me again? Are we also in awe and perplexity? And the answer this morning is yes. We also stand in awe and perplexity, even though we weren't there to see and witness Jesus ascending into heaven. And even though we weren't there physically when Jesus ascended into heaven, he has also given us the same promise that "I will be with you always, even to the end of the world." Not only that, but that he will return again as he has promised us at his second coming. And until that happens, just like the disciples, Jesus has also given us the Great Commission to go out and share the good news of the gospel of salvation. But we don't have to go it alone either. And why? Because Jesus has sent us the same Counselor, the Holy Spirit, who will also be with us as we preach, teach, and witness the gospel of Jesus Christ in our own community, in our nation, and finally to the ends of the earth, to those who are still lost in sin and darkness and unsaved to the kingdom of heaven. The words of Jesus in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And that is happening right now throughout our nation, as 44% of Americans polled recently stated that the coronavirus has been a wake-up call for them to turn back to faith in God. And the 22% of non-Christians polled who stated that it has caused them to start reading the Bible, to watch Christian sermons online. And as they are now entering a church without walls to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And after 2 months, this is also true and important for us as Christians. As we continue to be locked up in our own homes because of the coronavirus, we also have the same need. Just like the 11 disciples and the other followers of Jesus, to get back into our own church, to worship Him and praise Him again continually, to be able to sing and pray, to hear the Word and receive the Holy Sacrament very soon, inside of our own church, and not to continue staying indefinitely behind locked doors and walls in our homes. Yes, to be able to open again the doors of our church here at Shepherd in the Pines so that we can get together again as God's people. And then to also go out and share and witness the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not only that, but as we continue as a church and as God's people to ask God to protect us and to keep us and everyone else safe and healthy. And as we continue to ask God to protect especially the first responders, the doctors, the nurses, the firefighters, law enforcement, and many other agencies. As we ask God to protect the clerks in the grocery stores, the pharmacies, and other essential businesses so that we can have food on the table and have our prescription medication and the other necessities. And yes, as we don't stop, but continue to pray to God fervently and without ceasing, to end the spread of this virus and to help the scientists, the medical community, and the pharmaceutical companies to find a cure and a vaccine to eradicate this deadly virus that just won't go away. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit, the Counselor, as He also guides us and empowers us as a church and as God's people to go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And with His promise, I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. Yes, may our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. A hymn of glory, let us sing. You see Him now ascending high, up to the portals of the sky. Hereafter Jesus you shall see, returning in great majesty. O risen Christ, ascended Lord, all praise to you let earth accord. You are, while endless ages run, with Father and with Spirit, one. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we today celebrate with joy, praise, and thanksgiving the ascension of Jesus. This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Amen. On this seventh Sunday of Easter and Ascension Sunday, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, America the Beautiful, in loving honor and memory of those who have served and died in the military service of our nation in the United States Armed Forces, the Air Force, the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Coast Guard, and the National Guard. And after we have listened to the closing hymn, to end with the Lord's Prayer and the Lord's Benediction. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.